Now, back to True Garabo Live.
Rottenness and evil in me. True Garabo Live. All right. I'll let you know when to call this guy's girlfriend. Because I don't want her to hear this part. Adam called, and he wants us to prank his girlfriend.
I like listener ideas.
Me too. We will never be so ostentatious as to not at least listen to listener ideas. And because, quite frankly, y'all are the reason for our success. So Adam called, and he wants our help in pranking his girlfriend. He said that we're going to call her, and John, you can start dialing. We're gonna call her, and say that Adam is part of a bit where we have people break up with their girlfriends to get concert tickets. And let's see. So Adam, you're cool with that. We're gonna call her. This is your idea. We're gonna call her. We're gonna say we're doing a bit where people break up with their girlfriend, or we're doing a bit for concert tickets, and then we'll put you on, and you'll drop the hammer where you break up with her.
Sounds good to me.
All right.
Now, why are you breaking up with her? Are you cheating on her? What's the reason?
Yeah, like
for this?
Well, yeah, exactly. Great question. What's a fake reason we're gonna get for you breaking up?
I have an ex, and I was very, very involved with this ex at one point.
Okay.
And before we started dating and stuff like that, and she absolutely hates her. So my plan was I was going to tell her that I was talking to her again and that I kind of was steering towards, you know, going back with her.
Is there any truth to that? You can be honest with us.
No, there's no truth to that.
Okay. John's getting her on the line. Okay, hold on one second. All right.
All right.
1025 The Bone, Real Raw Radio, Drew Garabo Live, and we now are going to do that bit that we crafted so cleverly today. We've got Adam on the line with us, and he's going to drop some news on his girlfriend, Vicky. Vicky, Drew Garabo here. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you guys?
Very well. Thank you. It is Valentine's Day. We want to wish you a very happy Valentine's Day.
Well, thank you. I hope you guys have a good day today.
Oh, thank you, sweetheart. Appreciate that very much. We've got your boyfriend, Adam, on the line with us. And Adam, is there something you wanted to tell your girlfriend, Vicky?
Hey. I guess a couple days ago, you know how I kind of was like taking my phone and, you know, being a little protective of it and stuff like that. And
yeah, you put
not
a new
letting anybody
code
near any.
Oh, did you say you put a new code on it?
Yeah.
Ooh,
oh man,
dirty, dirty.
So, I was talking to Jennifer last week.
Who's Jennifer, and, Adam?
She's my ex from like 3-4 years ago.
Okay, very good.
I dated her for about 2.5 years or so before I dated Vicky. Right.
Was she hot? She sounds hot.
Yeah, she's pretty hot. Not gonna lie.
Okay. All right.
Really?
Better in the sack than Vicky, or not quite as good?
That I can say she was never as good, no.
Okay. All right, very good. All right.
Congrats, Vicky.
Good job, Vicky. Way to throw that pee. All you wanted to do, Adam, is just confess that you had some conversations with your ex?
Well, actually, I was just gonna say, I think that maybe we should take some time to split apart and see how that feels.
Shock you with this?
What? I'm sorry. What was that, Vicky?
Did she talk you into this? Because I know she hasn't.
Well, no, I mean she didn't. She didn't really try and talk me into it. I just kind of felt like it might be time.
What have I done to you?
It's more of what you really haven't done.
Oh, damn.
And what is that?
I don't know. Just, you've been getting distant, and we don't talk about our feelings and we just fight about them now. And it's just kind of like, I don't know. I feel like it may be toxic for us and maybe we should start talking to other people.
Talking to other people.
That's okay. That's, you know, it's great. Because I've kind of been talking to Garrett for like a couple months now.
Who's Garrett?
Garrett is
one of my best friends.
Okay, whoa. Let me translate for those in the listening audience.
I don't know how much got dumped.
She said she's been talking to Garrett.
Yeah, well he was trying to break up with her.
Yeah.
She said she's seen Garrett.
Yeah.
And she said that he's very well hung.
In fact, more well hung than Adam is.
No,
better.
She said
hung.
He was better. It was better.
Better and bigger, I think. I think she said his you know what is bigger and better than Adam's.
I mean,
at least we're mutual. I hope you have fun with her. Because I've had fun with Garrett.
Because he's got a big one.
No. Yeah.
When did you start seeing Garrett?
Probably about 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, damn.
Oh, man.
When did you start seeing your ex, Adam?
I actually haven't.
What?
I actually haven't seen her at all.
Oh, just talking to her and you wanted to break up because you've been talking to your ex.
Yeah.
Well, just to let you know, I actually found out that you were talking to Jennifer.
How'd you find out, Vicky?
Because before he changed his code on his phone, I went through it and seen all the flirty messages and the nudes you guys were sending back and forth.
Nudes.
See, I've never sent a nude before, so I think you're lying.
But why did I see them, though? I
don't know. I don't know what you saw or what you think you saw, but
yours because I've seen it before, obviously.
So
like, I know what yours looks like.
But you know what Garrett's really looks like.
Yeah, and it's a little bit longer than his.
A little bit longer. A little bit stronger. Yeah.
This is tough.
A little bit down to get the friction longer.
A little thicker.
Oh. So, guys, this took a little turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, it did.
Was there anything you want to say, Adam?
Well, it's a joke.
What's a joke?
This whole thing, it's a prank, Vicky.
Oh.
So, Vicky, did you want to walk anything back?
No.
Please tell me you were kidding.
No, I'm not kidding.
But, I mean, are you kidding, Vicky?
No.
Adam, are you still going to propose?
Well, I don't know now.
But it's okay if you were kidding, Vicky.
Like, if perhaps you were just joking about the Garrett dong, it's okay to say so, and then we...
Well, less kidding, because I don't think that's funny, but more lying.
Vicky.
To make me feel bad.
Oh, well, yeah, it was a prank, yeah.
Okay. So
you've never talked to Garrett that way?
Not like that, no. Me and him just talk about, you know, Corey. And
I mean, you kind of just sat there and talked about his dong for a couple minutes straight, so.
Is his bigger than yours? Is that true, Adam? Is his dong a little bit bigger than yours? How do you
know? I have never tested that.
I want to check.
Vicky, have you ever thought about Garrett's package before?
No.
You want to fill the audience in, Drew?
Okay. I'm trying to figure out what's real and what's not real.
Well, we know. All right. We can tell Adam what's going on.
Okay, here's what happened, Adam, and to a lesser degree, Vicky. Adam called us and said, hey, I'd like for you to prank my girlfriend and tell her that I'm going to break up with her live on the radio. And then we said, okay, we'll do that. So then we called Vicky off the air, and we said, hey, Vicky, what if, here's what your boyfriend's going to do. He's gonna break up with you live on the radio. What if we did the old double swerve where you tell him that you've been cheating on him with somebody? So that was her pranking you back, Adam. Son of a bitch. I still don't know what's real and what's not real.
I know Garrett's hung, but he's not seeing anybody.
I don't think she's pranking.
I'm wondering. She sold that awful well.
Well, John.
Yeah, she really
I
did.
I didn't see her in middle school.
John coached her up, but she was ready to go. She didn't need much direction.
That's what I was gonna say. Like John really tried to coach her, but
she did better than I could ever imagine. I legitimately thought that she was going to admit that she had seen Garrett's huge penis.
Vicky, so what do you think about Adam's idea to call up the radio station and have him act like he's breaking up with you?
I was actually listening to the radio before you guys called me, so I actually...
Damn.
We love our female listeners.
Woo! Okay, so you got... So if we had tried to do this legitimately, it would have failed miserably. I'm glad we went for the double swerve. And you pinky swear there's nothing going on with you and Garrett, Adam? No, I mean Vicky.
Double pinky swear. I'm not attracted to him in that way.
And you've never seen his wiener?
No. God, no.
Oh, thank God.
The way you talked about it, though, Vicky, it really felt like you had seen it.
God,
Yeah, but you know what? If you're a woman and you're a guy saying he's going to break up with you, then why wouldn't you say that you're hooking up with his best friend and talk about how much bigger it is?
Absolutely.
That's how you cut deep.
Thicker and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yep.
Longer.
Stronger. Down and get the friction on.
Good for Garrett. I'm very curious about Garrett now.
Me too. I think the winner in all this is Garrett. He's got a huge dong.
Garrett actually lives in Ohio, so there's no possible way that I could have anyway.
Okay. All right. Well, it was.
Yeah, but the weird thing is she's still clearly saying she doesn't like his penis. Even if this is a joke, you know, like
there are bigger dongs.
I can say that Adam knows what he's doing.
All right. Yeah, I mean, you have to if you have a small wiener.
You got to say that.
You really got to move it well. And I know. All right. Well, you crazy kids, how about we send you to Nickelback so you can listen to How You Remind Me and think about your love together and proposing marriage and, more importantly, Garrett's big old wiener. Sound good?
Thank you, Drew. That sounds great.
Cool, man. Hang on 1 second, and we'll throw you guys on hold, and you'll get your prizes.
John, when you're labeling this break for the best of, put Valentine's Day prank in parentheses, Garrett's dong.
Yeah, this should be always known as Garrett's
it's
dong.
It's like a Fall Out Boy song.
Man, thank God we didn't go for the legitimate, because she knew she was in on it.
Of course.
Why, we didn't know that.
That's what you get when you try to play those type of tricks.
That is for certain. You,
That was good.